Very rude about that goose, weren't you? Now then, leaving his nibs out like the proverbial light, I think I shall double back to the public phone down the road. Disguise penetrated. A word to Barbara's necessary.
Hello?
Rowley here, Barbara.
Rowley, has something gone wrong?
What a cheerful little creature you are. Has something gone wrong, indeed. I expect you spent the evening shaking your money box, wondering out whether or not you could raise enough to bail me out.
But has something gone wrong?
Yes.
Rowley, what?
I had to cosh an obstreperous gent, name of W. Marvin Jones, Esquire, who now knows I'm not Stokes. Does that name mean anything to you, by the way?
Marvin Jones? No.
What a rotten memory you must have. That is mine. Listen, has Stokes said anything of importance?
No, Rowley. He's been rather dazed ever since he came round.
Poor old chap. I want you to get him out here right away.
What?
I shall have to still call on Ford, but as soon as my coshie wakes, I shall be forced to drop my disguise.
But is it safe to...
Safe as houses, if you can be here in 15 minutes. Stokes will be all right. Miss Marvin Jones wanted to shoot him, that is, me, before he was dissuaded. He also threatened him, that is, again me, with a life behind bars that crisscross on the windows. Now, what does that sound like to you?
Rowley, an asylum.
Exactly. Apparently Ford is here to see that Stokes is committed.
Oh, poor old chap.
It all smells very highly. If only I could track down that name, it might give me something. Marvin Jones. Familiar as familiar.
Can't help you, I'm afraid.
Stokes has also written a letter of some sort. That I've got to find out about, too. Well, see you in 15 minutes.
Right.
Bye-bye. Now for the hard bit. Imagine, after all these years of life beyond the law, the grey goose is actually going to give himself up. Well, forward the buffs.
So Roland Fletcher is going to walk into the arms of the law. Will his disguise be discovered? Listen to more of this adventure when next we meet the Grey Goose.
I have been here.
The Grey Goose. Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Began as a simple brotherly desire for the health and happiness of Edward Stokes, has now become a positive passion with me. For now, having taken the place of that gentleman, and having discovered that squads of police are running him down in order to commit him as a lunatic, and that a nasty character by the name of W. Marvin Jones is anxious to see him shuffle off this mortal coil, I realize that if anything goes wrong with my plan, R. Fletcher will be the one to collect all the unpleasantness. Nonetheless, I'm confident that the real Edward Stokes is having a rather mysterious fast one put over him. And I proceed as intended. Still disguised as Stokes, I make my way to the lodge of the graveyard to present myself to Inspector Ford. W. Marvin Jones is lying unconscious among the ghosts at the bottom of the garden. And Barbara is coming in the car with Stokes in tow. Hesitantly, I produce a door key which I lifted from Stokes and let myself into the lodge. Oh, Stokes, Stokes, thy need is greater than mine. At least it had better be, or I'm making an incomparable ass of myself.
Who's there? Is that you, Capel?
Would that it were, whoever Capel may be.
I beg your pardon.
You certainly took long enough. Next time I send you down for a packet of cigarettes. Great Scott! You must be Stokes.
May I ask who you are and what you were doing in my house?
What am I... This is fantastic. Doctor? Doctor, come here quickly.
Doctor?
Well, it's very nice to see you, Mr. Stokes. Forgive this intrusion. When I tell you I'm from Scotland Yard, perhaps you'll understand.
Well, I don't see what that has to do with it at all. I myself am from Kensington. But that doesn't give me any right to barge into your place.
Yes, yes, yes. It will take some explaining. My name is Ford, Inspector Ford.
Huh? Never heard of you in my life.
Well, what's the matter, Ford? I heard you... Good Lord.
Is somebody else?
This is Dr. Banning. Oh, there's nothing to be afraid of, Mr. Stokes. We'd like to have a word with you, that's all. Won't you come inside?
Well, really, I hardly think it's right to invite a man into his own place.
Yeah, you'll feel at home in your own living room, won't you? Very comfortably furnished, if I may say so. Excellent taste. No doubt you'd like to rest after your journey.
Look here. This has gone far enough.
Shan't keep you a moment. Just a couple of questions when you feel up to them. In the meantime, sit down. Relax. Try not to think about it.
Think about what?
That's right. That's the way. With you in a moment.
Well, they must think the poor old boy's a nut. Door locked in the lot. Wonder should I cook, kick and scream. No, I'll just sidle over to the portals and see if I can find out what's going on, I think. Let's see now. Or rather, hear.
Going to be all right, Inspector.
Yes, but is he dangerous?
Ah.
Hardly dangerous. I can't tell for the moment, but I should say he's a clear enough case of split personality.
Split personality? Oh, if they only knew.
Well, that simply means he's not dangerous at the moment.
Yes, he's himself at the moment, I should say. Came home just as a normal thing, you see. Not aware there was anything wrong. It's best it should happen like that. I'd be glad if you'd stay until the ambulance arrives. I don't believe he'll revert, but if he does...
Yes, yes, I understand, Doctor. I'll give orders for my men to be brought up to the house.
You've been most cooperative, Inspector. Especially as lunacy cases do not come within your duties.
Oh, no more than my duty.
Uh-oh. Soft soap department now.
It was the people involved that got my department interested. And that was what brought me into it, the Briscoe angle. Arthur Briscoe was notorious in his time, you know. If there was any chance of the allegation being true...
Now we are getting somewhere.
Quite. But we need no longer have any doubt about that.
No, none at all.
No doubt about what, confound it. This is what I want to hear about Arthur Briscoe.
Well, the attack on Mr. Marvin Jones was the thing that really put us on the move.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that tied up. It gave strength to the possibility.
What? Stokes cost Marvin Jones Esquire? Oh, wonderful chap.
The attack's quite consistent with split personality. Probably, for Stokes' other self, Briscoe, towards whom he must have a secret hate, is identified with Marvin Jones.
Eh?
Well, I shall get inside and speak to him. Can't start too soon on these fellows, you know.
Back to the corner. Round two coming up.
Let me know when the ambulance... when those people arrive, Inspector.
Yes, very well, Doctor.
Well, Mr. Stokes, how are we feeling now, eh? Better?
I'm sitting here... waiting for some explanation of this outrageous episode. You're a medical man. Perhaps you can tell me why I'm treated like an outcast in my own house.
Mr. Stokes, this isn't the easiest thing in the world to say. You think you are well. Physically, you may be. You feel in the pink, perhaps. But mentally, there's, just a little disorder. Nothing serious, but...
Off my rocker, so to speak.
Off your... well, one hardly likes to put it like
you,
that.
Don't be afraid of how you put it, Doctor. It all amounts to the same thing. You think I'm mad. You may not know it, but I'm as sane as you are. Honestly. Painfully honestly, in fact.
Yes, yes, of course. It'll all take time to work out. We must, dig back into the past. Perhaps in your early life...
What about my early life?
Well, who can tell? There will be something...
I was always buttoned up properly.
Oh, yes, yes.
I didn't chew my fingernails.
But
I was not abnormally fond of my mother. And I didn't have a father who disliked me.
Oh, Mr. Stokes, please. There's no sense in making it more difficult for yourself. You are a schizophrenic. What we call... a split personality. You're yourself at the moment, but there are times when another takes control of you, rules you. Now, in a little while, some people will be coming who want to help you.
It will be necessary for you to go with them to a hospital.
Ah, and all this because I decided Marvin Jones should be taught a lesson, eh?
Oh, so you remember that, do you? Good, good. I shouldn't have thought you would have. You wanted to teach Marvin Jones a lesson, didn't you? A bit of a Spartan lesson, wasn't it? Hitting him with that heavy walking stick.
Walking stick? Oh, is that what I hit him with? Fancy that.
You see, if we face up to these things in the cold light of day, they become so silly, don't they? We'll go over the whole business together. When we've dug round and found the reason for it, this other you will disappear. Then you'll just laugh
at it. But why should I have wanted to hit Marvin Jones?
Huh? Well, let's not cover too much ground at once. This will all take time. You could say your antipathy to Marvin Jones sprang from substitution.
Substitution?
Yes, your real victim wasn't accessible, so you chose the nearest to him.
Real victim? Oh, dear. Who was my real victim?
Why, Briscoe, of course.
Arthur Briscoe?
It's nothing to worry about. It's all in your mind.
Oh.
We shall drag it out into the light of day in time.
Yeah?
Now, at this moment, you know Arthur Briscoe is dead. So do I.
Yes?
But you invented the little fantasy that he was still alive. You remember the letter you wrote to the police saying perhaps just that?
Yes. Rather.
Oh, splendid. This is wonderful. I think we've caught your complaint just in time. Well, now, you wanted to revenge yourself on that fantasy. But you couldn't, because Arthur Briscoe was a dead man. So, what did you do? You substituted the nearest person to Arthur Briscoe, Marvin Jones.
Nearest person to...
What was more natural? Marvin Jones is Briscoe's uncle. He was often here to visit his nephew's grave. In fact, he came surprisingly often. So, knowing he was close to Briscoe, you chose him.
Briscoe's uncle. Why, yes, of course. How stupid of me.
Eh?
How could I have forgotten that? I must be going crazy. Eh? I mean, yes, you are so right, Doctor.
You're still mixed up, aren't you?
Help! Help! Police!
Great Scott, what's that?
I've got a nasty idea.
No, it couldn't be.
Help! He struck me down! Struck me down, I tell you! But he's not Stokes!
What's going on out there?
There seems to be some sort of commotion outside.
Yes.
Not according to plan at all.
Get the fellow.